At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. We are going to get to the final exit interview ever of one of Jake's first dates because the man was having no luck dating for a long time. He was on a very, very long sexual drought. I mean, it was...
Yeah, did that ever get to the two-year mark, Jake?
They were going to... His drought was going on so long, they were going to have to replace his penis with turf. That's how bad the drought was, Allie. They said, we need to put turf in here.
Ugh.
It was the worst drought I think anyone has ever experienced in the history of the world. And Jake has since, ever since turning over his dating profile to a couple of women, Allie and Vanessa, he has now been unstoppable, at least getting the dates. At least he's found people that have matched with him.
He's able to get the dates, which was more than he was able to do before.
The last few exit interviews didn't go great. I believe the last woman gave him a bunch of low scores, twos and threes across the board. And then when he asked her at the end, would you like to go out with me again? She said, probably not.
Yeah, that one did not. But you weren't feeling that one either, right, Jake?
No, not really.
Yeah, you kind of knew.
The woman you met last night, was the first time you actually listened to some of the feedback. So you look at this like a science experiment because Jake's a nerd and that's how he looks at things. And he finally, after being pressured by all of us to listen to the feedback he got from all of these other dates, he, for the first time ever, put on pants and I think wore a shirt with sleeves.
Yeah, and you know, Jake, I think that you probably, I assume, had a better date experience because you made some changes. Are you happy that you made some of the changes that we've suggested?
I guess so, because it worked out, but, you know, I still am not a fan of wearing pants when it's 90 degrees outside.
And you wore shoes, closed-toed shoes?
Closed-toed shoes.
And you went to the place that was convenient for the date, not just the place that's convenient for you, which is the same sports bar you always go to.
Exactly, yeah, it was like 6 miles away from her house.
So he, listen to this, I mean, he did, I'll give Jake credit for the guy who's as stubborn gets.
He drove more than 10 minutes.
Right, ever since he had his weird...
All across the city.
Had his weird mantram on the show, and then sent Allie and I a follow-up weird-ass text about his mantram. He now was able to understand the error of his ways. And listen to this. I think finally, this is what you call progress. This is what you call growth, evolution. Listen, Allie, I mean, this date, ever since he listened to the advice given to him by the listeners and by us, he did something different and listened to this.
What's your name?
May. Should I have given a fake name?
Now you can.
So that's May. She should have given a fake name, but she didn't.
Your
so
bedside manner is just unparalleled.
Too late.
Not going to edit that. You're May. Everyone knows it now.
May, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate our first date?
8.5.
3.5, did she say?
8.5.
Oh, I think she said 8.5.
She gave it a 0.5. That's a terribly low score, Jake. I mean,
we
didn't even get 1 point.
Let's hear this again.
How would you rate our first date?
8.5.
A 0.5.
8.5.
Definitely a 0.5.
Right? I heard 8.5.
That's what you
She's
are.
She's like, mumble. Maybe he won't know.
What's less than one?
Sure, 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 5.
Sounds good.
8.5, okay.
No, I didn't say that.
Sounds
no.
great. Yeah. I heard 10.
What could have gone better?
Actually, not much.
How would you rate my outfit?
Up until now, the highest score Jake got on his outfit was, I believe, a 2. He was getting zeros. He got a few ones. I think he got a 2.
We also got a, I don't want to rate your outfit.
Right, I won't do it.
Which means negative.
This was the first time Jake put on pants, closed-toed shoes, a shirt with sleeves.
No, actually, I just had a black t-shirt. But it was, like, form-fitting. It wasn't, like, huge.
Right.
With you a graphic or no graphic?
It had a mild graphic on it.
Oh, my gosh.
What was the graphic?
It was a Soundgarden t-shirt.
Okay. At least that's like a band people have heard of.
Okay. And
it wasn't like a warm handsy uncle shirt or something.
And when you say long pants, you mean jeans or you wore like slacks?
I wore jeans.
Uh-huh. You could have worn the Tool shirt. That would have like upped it a point or two.
Ooh. She likes Tool?
It's her favorite band, actually.
Well, in a minute.
One girl likes Tool. We found her.
Jake, is this the woman that you that's the Magic the Gathering fan too?
No, no. Oh, nah. She okay. still doesn't message me back.
Oh, that's not good.
That's the magic.
Magic the never gathering together. We will not be Magic the Gathering.
But otherwise, fine. Casual. Yeah. Your shoes are a little eh.
Yeah.
Shoelaces are untied.
Yes, this one is, yeah. I just noticed that myself.
You couldn't even tie your shoes? What do you look homeless?
Jake, I didn't notice they were outside and I had shoelaces on.
Jake's not used to having real shoes on, so it's confusing how these shoes work.
Yeah, I used to have my sandals.
Yeah.
It's like Encino Man.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how to do it. Bunny loop or something. So your shoes are untied. She notices that your shoes do not get... Women very much like to look at the shoes. It's important for the ladies. Clean shoes.
Yes, and what kind of shoes? Were they sneakers?
They're like Vans.
Lace-up Vans.
Yeah, lace-up Vans.
Okay. Well, not lace-up in this case. Unlaced Vans.
Right.
How would you rate my smell?
You smell like patchouli.
And so 1 to 10.
Maybe a little bit more, like a 4.
Four.
She wanted to say a what?
Yeah, I mean, if she's saying right, a 4 is a 1, right?
Well, no. I think when she's going before she answers, then I think she's trying to get over the smell part.
Right.
Do you think it was okay that
what's that, Omar?
I was just asking Jake if he actively puts patchouli oil on, or is it just kind of like the remnants of the shack?
I think it's the remnants of the shack. It's permeating. It's soaked into my skin now.
You don't rub oil on you too for the dates?
Sometimes, yeah, it's like but it's like a blend. It's a special blend.
It's called vagina kryptonite. Put it on before all my cool. Yeah. Wait, so
my
Jake.
Desert.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Vagina blend.
Wait, Jake, you think that the patchouli she smelled on you was like patchouli leavings?
Probably, yeah. But wow. There is like oil sometimes I put on that
but
helps.
But you do know that all of the women have all been pretty critical, not in a good way, about the patchouli smell.
I like it.
No, I know.
We didn't ask if there's something else you need to change up. You should probably change.
That would be the next thing. And doesn't your the deodorant you wear also?
The deodorant is patchouli copal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Jake! Oh, but to be fair, I don't know if he can change this.
Right.
I think
right.
It's just permanent. I think it's an impermanent.
Yeah.
Do you think it was okay that I brought my dog?
100%. I think that's your gimmick.
Oh, that's
your 10+.
Yeah. How likely would you be to go on a second date with me?
What do you think she said, Allie? This is usually the moment of truth. Last girl said not very likely.
God, she just kind of seems uninterested
to me. Yeah, she does.
But then the way Jake's been behaving, it makes me think that it was good. So I'm going to say yeah.
Okay.
These people surprise me.
Yeah, it's just both
standards.
Because
when I say 1, 1, 2, 3, do you want to see each other again? Yes, I do.
This is what she said.
I'd say a 10.
A 10?
Wait,
say that to go out, the overall day was a 10?
Well, he said, how likely would you be to go out with me again? And she said a 10, which I don't know what the
maybe
scale
is. She's just looking at her watch.
Cologne, dude.
Oh, it's 10.
Would you be to go on a second date with me?
I'd say a 10.
10?
Yeah, you're kind of cute. Interesting. We like Tool. You have the dog. That was kind of the kicker.
Yeah.
So because he likes Tool and has a dog. But
And Tool's your favorite band? Would you like the date to continue?
Kinda.
Yeah.
So this is Jake's way of asking her to come back to the show.
It seems like you're trying to get away from me.
Nope.
So anyway,
nope. I am desperado.
This lady is extremely attractive too.
She is.
Yeah.
Wait, are these the pictures Jake put in the email? That's who you went out with?
Yeah, she's cute.
Does this woman know that you were actively hitting on the competitive eater only a few hours before your date with her?
She does not know that, no.
Oh.
And also, is she pretty, is she way younger than you, or is she just looking
No, she's only, I think, 3 years younger than me.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, she looks way younger than you do.
Thank you.
Is that what she looks...
Ten years younger.
Is that what she looks like in person, or are those pictures...
No, yeah, she does. She looks almost exactly like that.
Really?
Yeah, great.
All right, Jake, get yourself man cologne. Let's make this happen for you.
This was the exit interview part two, guys.
All right, exit interview part two.
What? Oh, no. Wait.
It's an hour later. Now, how would you rate the date 1 to 10?
What did I rate it last time?
What was my lie I told you last time, an hour ago?
I'm having a great time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the most fun part so far?
Really?
You're just pointing the kibbe? Okay.
Oh, man.
This is where I think Jake gets a false sense of confidence, because I do think the dog is the everything for these women.
I know that we have upgraded his profile and stuff, but I really think kibbe has gotten him laid more than anybody.
Yeah.
It's the bonus feature, and you knew it when you brought her along.
Well, a lot of my coworkers said not to bring her on a first date. Was their advice?
I mean, it's sort of like swings the tips of scales, swings the leave. I don't know. I'm very bad at idioms.
Sure.
Did you get her hammered or something, or is she drugged up?
Yeah.
Is there a chloroform rag involved in this?
She had numerous beers. That's what else I liked about her. She drank beers with me,
mm-hmm.
and she was close. Well, she took an Uber out to the bar because she lives really close, and so yeah, she a little tipsy.
And you're at her place now.
We're right outside the second bar, 2 miles away from her place.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how interested are you in kissing me?
Oh, damn.
Wow. Aggressive question.
Those in my ears.
Vanessa can't hear this. She's too young for this content.
This is like PG-13
right,
stuff.
Right.
So.
This is not
ew,
okay.
People kissing.
The cootie transmitter.
Right this moment?
Not this moment, but tonight sometime.
Maybe a 9.5.
Nice.
Oh
my God. Really?
Jake, it's
Jake, over and out.
This guy's horny. 10-4. Jake, unbelievable, dude. It's like she's She's playing into your weirdness, and you're somehow...
I just always think, how does a woman describe this date to her friends?
Nice.
That's how. That's how she describes it.
It was nice. So, finger guns? Did you do finger
right this moment? You want to kiss me right now?
No.
Yeah, are we going to do it?
Yeah.
You're going to record it?
We, yeah, it's recording.
All right, fine.
How would you rate that kiss?
I don't know. How would you rate that kiss?
1,000. Yeah. How would you rate it?
Yeah.
Man. 1,000,000, best moment in my life. What about you? He'll do.
1,000 followed by Oh, man.
Yeah.
10.5
out of 10.
Oh, God. Oh. And now I got audio of them having sex if you want to hear
No, you don't.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to orgasm right now?
There you have
it. Nice.
That's, so, Jake.
Thank you for that.
How did that whole thing end?
Very well. I didn't leave her house till like after 1 o'clock.
Wow.
So you got laid last night?
Twice.
Wow. So are you going to see her again? Or is she returning your messages or what?
I hope so. I'm supposed to see her on Friday.
You think that's going to take bets if that happens or not?
I think it will.
Really?
I think she'll give him a few more rolls in the hay.
I'll take the under.
You think she's going to bail?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
How much would I bet?
You know what I wonder, though? She got him to go out to her area 2 miles from her place.
Right.
She brought him back. It's a Jake.
She's like a female Jake. She
yeah.
likes Tool.
So,
come to my neighborhood.
Yes. This is my bar. This is my thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's the way she wants it. So I wonder if there's going to be a problem there.
And physically, Jake, she is your type. I'm not going to say what that means, but right? I mean, I'm right about that?
Smoke show.
No, it's not really what I was getting at, but she's got going on what you like.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Alternative looking.
What city does she live in?
Venice.
Venice.
Oh, that's
come
far
up with
for
something
you.
With that, Klein.
Not going to come up with that. I'm not going to talk about that.
Let's put that to rest.
We're going to take a break. We got the news to get to. Then we get your spot on the standby boarding list. Everyone gets to experience the noise of Jake's date after this.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.